Right, next up we have Jim of Seattle with I'm Not One of Them.
We all gather at the shoreline in the chilly northern breeze. All the boys will tear their shirts off then and dive right in with ease. And I just stand there shivering, maybe once or twice I'll sneeze. And I know she sees. And what does she see? She sees I'm not them. I'm sure she still likes you. Not in the way I wish she did. Oh, I try to fit in, but I don't know. It's like I'm like a pigeon standing dumb among the seagulls. Like a foghorn moaning on a sunny day. I'm that guy you think you know, but you can't quite remember. It's like I'm not one of them. And on an oyster platter.
I thought it was a pretty brave move to set this in the same tavern that I hated from last round. And musically, I love this. It's right up my alley. And the next thing I'm about to say, I don't want this to sound like it's a diss, because it's not. I see it as a high compliment. It reminds me of back when I was a kid. I'm not sure if they still do the same kind of thing now, but Sesame Street Jazz. Like, it's got a Sesame Street Jazz vibe. And I really like that. Personally, though, I'm not sure it's actually an I Want song. It's an I Want the Girl song, which is not the same thing, in my opinion. Like, there's no character arc to aim for, and it's just descriptions of this guy who has no interests, really. And I've made a couple of other notes that are not necessarily related back to that. There's the tail that hangs off the queue, and that's what makes a queue and not an O, so that part bothered me. Like, it's really important for the queue to have a tail. And I thought that people generally preferred biscuits or cookies without raisins in them. Is that true? I thought people didn't like raisins in cookies.
Absolutely. No, you're 100% correct.
So that line didn't make sense.
But I guess the thing is, it's like if you have a whole sheet of cookies and they have raisins in them, but one of them doesn't.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. And also, I mean, this kind of leads... Yeah, this kind of leads to the I want part that you know, what I noted down is that, yeah, he wants the girl, which I think is want enough when it comes right down to it, if for somebody who...
Yeah, I'm not going to disqualify it.
But. Yeah. But also that he wants love and he wants the girl and he's so, you know, obsessed with this one person, maybe the first girl in his life that he feels this way about, but also that he clearly just wants to fit in.
Yeah, I've written down, what does Kevin want in life besides Claire? And he's putting his problems on her, not on himself. Take some ownership and initiative, Kevin.
Yeah. He wants to be a conformist. He wants to be like everybody else. How can you not admire that?
But if Claire doesn't want to be with Kevin, that's fine and he should move on.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. I really liked, musically, I really liked the song. And there's nothing really wrong with the actual lyrics or anything. It's just, it was a bit whingy.
Yeah. I thought the song is a fine enough introduction to Kevin. And I love, love, love the density of rhymes in the bridge. And Jim of Seattle is always very adept at that stuff. But otherwise, this song doesn't have a lot of appeal to me. I mean, it has some charmingly quirky similes and metaphors. But as a whole, the song is not really, really funny. And it's not really supposed to be all that funny, I don't think. I get that. But now we're taking this wry introduction to a melancholy, sad sack, Charlie Brown, born loser type of character, and judging this song against some other songs in this round that are rousing or touching or inventive or whatever. I think it's going to be a problem for Jim of Seattle this round, at least in my rankings. Some of these competitors submitted the song that you would leave the theater humming, and this is not that song. And don't get me wrong, it's a good song, but it's like one of Stephen Sondheim's lesser-known songs or musicals, by which I mean there's some brilliant stuff in it, definitely, but you're not surprised that it isn't as popular as West Side Story or Sweeney Todd. The longer version of the song in the bio might have been better. It might have had more laughs. But
it might have been better, but he was going to put part of the last song in it.
Oh, okay.
Which would have immediately made it worse.
But he also claimed it was at least twice as long as the submitted song.
Seven minutes, he said. And what crazy person would submit a 7-minute song, for God's sakes?
Bonkers. But more than twice as long then as what he did submit. You know, I don't think the song needed to be any longer than it already is, though. So I would want to see this musical, if only to be subjected to Jim of Seattle's kind of bewildering density of rhymes and his wordplay. And I would go assuming that this number isn't supposed to be kind of the main draw. It isn't supposed to be the hit single in this musical.
I would want to read the bio of the musical before I decided if I wanted to go and see it.
Yeah.
This is one of the songs that I noted right away that it actually sounds like they're on a stage. So Jim got the reverb just right, I think, on the introductory vocals. Like, it sounds like they're together on a stage with a piano. And the piano itself sounds really lovely. And I get what Leone's saying about Sesame Street jazz. It's got really subtle drums that are mostly just a kick and a hi-hat that really support the piano nicely. Yeah, it's just really done. It feels like a scene from a musical. And I get what the singer wants. Like, they want to be one of the cool kids so they can get the girl, and I can relate to that feeling. I also loved all the similes. Like, my favorites were like a pigeon standing dumb among the seagulls and like a dandelion right outside the plant store window. I thought those were both nice. And I like that Jim may have written a lot more, but trimmed it down to 3 minutes for brevity.
Yeah, I did appreciate that.
Yeah. So if you hate one of Jim's songs, you're only subjected to 3 minutes of it. So
I didn't hate this song at all. I know I've said a lot of critical things about it, but I did actually really quite like it.
Yeah, he was quite nice, but I agree with Ryan. It's going to be hard to stand out amongst some of the other songs. I mean, only four are going to move on, so this is not the time to play it safe.
Yeah.
And he's called his song "I'm Not One of Them."
That's true. We'll see if that turns out to be literally true.